We talked about a few things this week coming into this game. One was trying to match their physicality. We knew that Pittsburgh would certainly play that way, and we really thought the test would come in the running game on both sides and in the kicking game and how we'd handle ourselves there. So in that regard, you know, we gave up a few too many big runs. Thought we continued to try to establish the running game offensively and got a few there that popped out. And then I thought we really kind of controlled the field position all night with what we did in special teams. So that was good to see. Defensively, we continued to stop them in the red area early, which has kind of been a good trend that we've started here in the preseason, and we're going to have to continue to build on that. Offensively, you know, did some good things, you know, but kind of inconsistent, I think, is the best way to describe it. Converted on some third downs early in the game, but kind of ran out of gas there in terms of what we could do on third down. But, you know, all in all, I think that's a good football team over there in that locker room. They're physical. They play kind of the same style or the same style that we're trying to play. And I thought our guys kind of stood up there to the challenge and fought them toe-to-toe and something to build on. At that point, you know, we kind of gave him the halftime to kind of, you know, get his bearings a little bit, and then, you know, just a smarter decision to probably wait and hold him, and that's all it came down to. Yep. I thought we pass protected pretty well. I thought we, you know, again, the line of scrimmage wasn't always pretty, but, you know, we didn't go backwards a lot, and you know, negative runs is something that the Pittsburgh creates a lot of. We focused on winning first down this week and trying to get 4 or 5 yards of pop on first down. I thought we had some runs that did that. You know, Lendale hammered it in the red zone too. You know, behind some decent blocking, but that was something we planned on doing. Stanley going to left guard, Beatles at left tackle. I thought they handled themselves admirably, you know, over the first half of the game. And, you know, we'll kind of take a look at it and then make our decisions on what we think is best going forward. I thought there was some good things. Moss did some good things, got into the pocket a little bit. We lost the edge a couple times in a running game. I think that was more than one different player that happened with. Hunter and Atkins both played in there too, plenty. So it's hard to tell at this point. You know, I mean, you spend 4 quarters yelling or praising all three of them at times. So I think they did some good things. I think ultimately it'll probably be something similar next week, you know, on Thursday, and see kind of how that goes and how it plays out. But probably still a lot of football for us to play with those three to see exactly how we want to go into the regular season. I think that's always best for a running back. Same thing with Buck, to get hit before they actually go into a regular season game. But, you know, if that's not the best thing for us to do or the smartest decision to make, then we'll probably hold off on that. But we're going to practice this week. We'll be in pads, you know, on Tuesday, and we'll see, you know, if we can bang one or both of them around if they're ready to go by then. I mean, we don't have a timetable yet, but both of them are getting close. You know, like I said, the line, I thought we did a decent job at times. Again, this is one of the best run defenses in all of football in the last decade. You know, and it was you're not always going to have a bunch of pretty runs against this team, but I thought we'd try to continue to stick them in there, and our guys made some plays, and we kept them out of the backfield. I think the negative runs, something we talked about avoiding, and I think we did a decent job of that early. Yes, it was going to go in that order because Brady got all of them last week, and you know, we weren't even sure we were going to play Brady in this one, depending on how much time Tim had, and you know, with Kyle not coming back out after the halftime, we just felt like we'd have enough time to go ahead and get both of them in there, and it worked out that way for us. Up and down, you know. You know, we talked about third down. You know, he had two opportunities on third down to make good throws or good decisions, and the one ended up in an interception. The other one was the incompletion to Eddie. We just got to make more of those opportunities on third down. Quarterbacks in this league, if you want to stay out on the field and continue to drive the ball, you got to make good throws and good decisions, good reads on third down. And those two plays that kind of stood out. I thought he battled, though. He ran the huddle well and made some good throws, moved the ball, and then, made a good check down there in the red area on the touchdown throw to Decker. So, yeah, some good, some bad, plenty to coach off of. he's still here. We're still here. We kind of got it set up where, without going into it a whole bunch, he's kind of going back and forth, and then we'll make our decision here after Thursday. Yeah, we're going to watch the tape. Again, there's a lot of things that happen out there, and sometimes a quarterback ends up being the beneficiary of some good play or on the negative end. So, we'll evaluate the tape and have a better idea here as we go forward tomorrow.
What kind of impression is
Sidney? A positive one. Every time he gets an opportunity, he makes the most of it. And I think that's what you want a rookie to do. Yeah, this guy started 52 straight games at Cal, and I don't think you do that unless you have instincts and have a knack for getting to the ball and doing some good things out there. And he's shown ability to be a decent punt returner. He seems to find whatever's there and hits it hard to tackle. Made a big interception tonight. Biggest thing to me is he keeps standing out in the kicking game. On the kickoff team, punt team, he's made some big tackles down there, and our kickers have kicked the ball well. So give him an opportunity to go down there and cover, and he's done a good job. So very pleased with his performance, and he continues to stand out for us. I didn't have any hesitation. I couldn't control it. It looked kind of it kind of looked like that Harrison knew he was going to go low, and then he took the liberty to go ahead and go after the quarterback. Whether it was a cheap thing or not, I'm not sure. I had to see it on film, but it didn't look, didn't look right.
I was just saying how important it was for him to get some reps in the season.
Yep. No, we can only control what we can control. That's the hard part about it. But the fact that we can't put them out there, or at least we haven't been able to put them out there, is something that we didn't have any really say on, But, again, we're getting ready for the fourth preseason game this week, and if they can play, they're going to play. There's no question about that. We played them last year in a fourth preseason game, and that would be our plan going forward right now as we go into Minnesota. So, they mentioned earlier about Buckhalter and Noshon, if they can get hit and, get banged around a little bit there. And I think that's good for them before we go into the first game of the regular season. I thought it was good for Lendale tonight. I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I think they've played more corner because Alfonso's been inside playing in the nickel spot. So I think all three of them, I think Cassius Vaughn's done some very good things too. Cassius has made a bunch of plays in the kicking game and done some good things at corner too. So I think that's a group that we're real excited about. It's a young group of corners behind two veteran players who set a great example for them. And I think what that tells me is that they're learning, they're paying attention to Goody and Champ, and they're getting better every day. So I think it's a competitive situation, which is what we wanted, and I think they're all trying to make their case to be on this team.
Mike, Josh, Tebow didn't look like he even thought about running, scrambling, none of that. Pocket passer or Tebow?
Is that a question? I still don't understand. I really still don't get the fact
that. That was a statement.
I know it was a statement. You want me to expound? You want to come up here? We're not calling plays for him to run the ball. That's just the bottom line. I don't know what his statistics were, what his numbers were. When he went in there, we wanted to throw the ball from the pocket. We wanted to do some things and test him and see what he did, see how he handled it. And none of the things that we were doing were designed scrambles or designed runs. And I told him, too, if he scrambles, to get down. You know, that would be better for all of us. But, you know, I thought he, you know, it didn't look like he was trying to do that either. And this isn't a team that really gives you a great opportunity to do that anyhow. They rush a lot down the middle. They try to keep you in the pocket, force you to throw the ball from, you know, a pocket that's closing in around you. So the opportunities were probably very limited, too.